Phonics Booster Books, number 58. Be a Clown. Hi, my name is Kit the Clown. Come with me, I'll show you how to be a clown. Whoops! Where did that banana peel come from? I'll just have to pick myself up and dust off my hat. Wow, it has started to snow. I feel cold already. What will I do? My umbrella must have holes in it. Oh well, now that I'm wet, I may as well walk my dog. Come along, Spot. Spot, wait for me. Slow down, Spot. Spot? I enjoy acting funny and making people laugh. That's why I became a clown. For part of the year, I work at a circus. The rest of the time, I just clown around. It takes a lot of skill and work to be funny. I went to school to learn how to look and act like a clown. I'll show you some of the tricks I've learned. Maybe you can be a clown too. The first thing you learn in clown school is that not all clowns are alike. Clowns come in all shapes and sizes. There are three main types of clowns. The funny clown has been making people laugh for hundreds of years. This clown wears bright makeup and a big red nose. A wide smile is painted on his or her funny face. The clown wears a funny-looking costume. He or she wears a colorful wig, big pants, and huge shoes. This clown is clumsy and is always clowning around. He or she might stumble onto the stage, pretend to be a strong man, or act like a big baby. A white-faced clown is quieter than the funny clown you just met. This clown's face is painted white with a few spots of color. A white-faced clown wears a one-color clown suit with a ruff around the neck. A small, pointed hat tops off the outfit. The funny clown likes to annoy a white-faced clown. Together, they can make anyone laugh. A character clown plays a role. One kind of character clown is the sad clown. This clown draws a big frown on his face. He wears a sloppy coat and big pants with patches. He uses props like a broom. Come with me to meet more clowns. Surprise! This is what I look like when I'm not a clown. This is my clown dressing room in Clown Alley. Clown Alley is the place where clowns get ready. I begin by putting on my face makeup. First, I paint a white base on my face. Then I brush powder all over the base. Next, I paint on a big red mouth and bright blue around my eyes. Then I take a thick black pencil. I use it to draw an outline around my mouth. With the same black pencil, I paint eyebrows high up on my forehead. Then I put a layer of powder all over the paint. What's missing? You guessed it. A big red nose turns me into a real clown. Next, I put on my clown costume. I start at the top with my wig. My best wig has red hair that sticks out all over. I pull the wig on tight so it won't fall off during the act. Then, I put on my shirt and big polka-dotted tie. Take a closer look at my tie. Ha ha! I tricked you, didn't I? Suspenders hold up my baggy pants. Gosh, my pockets are full! What's this? Look! A rubber chicken! Last, I put on my shoes. They are twice as long as my feet. My clown shoes are hard to walk in. But that's all part of making me look funny. Before a show, I go through all my tricks. I check my props and think about what I will do on stage. Props are clown toys like an umbrella, a banana peel, or a rubber chicken. This is how I get ready for my juggling act. I begin my warm-up by throwing just one ball. I throw it and I catch it, throw it and catch it. Next, I juggle two balls. I throw them and catch them. I throw them and catch them. Here comes the third ball. Throw, catch, throw, catch, throw, catch. Whoops, I dropped all three balls. But that doesn't spoil the show, because I am a clown. I hope you'll laugh. I can also juggle beanbags, bananas, and even rubber chickens. A clown needs a lot of props to put on a show. Other props that clowns use are pies, trombones, and unicycles. Here I am on my unicycle. This was the hardest trick of all to learn. Clowns also usually mime to tell a story. Mime is acting by using only your body and face. Words cannot be used at all. A clown must be able to show feelings without words. Can you guess how these clowns feel by looking at their faces? There are two skits that use mime and props. The barbell looks like it weighs a lot, but it is light as a toy. It is put on stage before the show begins. First, I come onto the stage. I act big and strong. I smile and bow. Next, I try to pick up the barbell. I pretend to try, but I can't do it. At last, I give up and walk off the stage. Here is my little dog again. My prop is a leash with a stiff rope inside. Can you see my invisible dog? See how my dog pulls on the leash? I can hardly stop him. Spot, come back! In a few minutes, the show will begin. Soon, I will join the other clowns on stage. I have to do a few stretches to warm up. I stretch my arms and legs and back. I even try out my handstand. Now, I'm ready to go on with the show. Here come the other clowns. This is Judy. She is a white-faced clown. Here is Clem. He is a sad clown. Here are Flip and Flop. They do a funny act together. Listen to the drum roll. I can hear the noise of the crowd. They are ready for us to get to the big talk. It's time to be a clown.